Oh, thanks for having me. Happy holidays.
You too, Joe. Okay, obviously bowl season is upon us. LSU's heading to the Texas Bowl, LSU versus Texas Tech. I know that you are a, I guess second-born Tiger fan. You are obvious with your accent. You're not from Louisiana, but you do love the Mad Hatter and you love LSU. What do you see coming out in this? What do you see, making out in this game?
Interesting matchup, Carly, when you look at the LSU-Tiger-Texas Tech matchup. Really, I think LSU holds a significant advantage on the offense and defensive lines. They're going to be going up against a Red Raider defense that has given up over 500 yards of total defense to their opponents, and they're giving up around 273 rushing yards per game. I think that's where the advantage for LSU lies, that heavy offensive line that's averaging right around 245 rushing yards per game. I really think Les Miles, Cam Cameron, feed Leonard Fournette the football, and I really think LSU dominates this matchup.
Joe, one of the big questions, especially over the past month with LSU football, has centered around the quarterback play. You know, you had those first seven games there where the team went 7-0, very dominant offensive attack, but in some ways, Brandon Harris has sort of regressed going into this bowl game. Do you see his performance improving, and how can LSU really kind of rebound themselves? I mean, obviously they're taking on a team that is very poor defensively. They're ranked toward the bottom, 126th out of 128 teams in rush defense. But as far as the quarterback play goes for LSU, how can LSU really kind of rebound at that position with Brandon Harris?
Well, it's interesting the progression of Brandon Harris from that Florida game through the Alabama game. He really took a step backward, but we have to see. I really feel that the time off in preparation for these bowl games, the extra 3 or 4 weeks, can benefit a quarterback or to be a detriment. You look at like a rhythm type of offense like Oklahoma or Clemson, the time off could be a detriment in terms of affecting quarterback to wide receiver relationship. On the other hand, a quarterback that's struggling, it gives them the extra preparation time to get the playbook down, to utilize film study. So I really think that Brandon Harris will have a big matchup, a big game in this matchup against Texas Tech, not just because of the extra preparation time, but the LSU ability to pound the football at the Texas Tech Red Raider defensive front. That'll open up the play action passing game, and I really expect LSU to dominate this matchup offensively, both running the football and in the play action passing game with Brandon Harris.
A lot of talk has been going on about, you know, the change that Les Miles is supposedly going to bring offensively. What do you think that change could potentially be, Joe?
Well, I think right now in these bowl games, and you've seen Les Miles do it over the last few years now, he likes to utilize a lot of different players in these bowl games. He likes to keep fresh legs in the games at all times. So I expect not just Fournette to get the football, but Williams and Geis. I look for Malachi Dupree to have a big day. I mean, Doral's out with the injury, so I really feel that Malachi Dupree is the difference maker for the LSU Tigers. But I think that the play calling also by Cam Cameron is, and first and foremost, the importance in this game. It's not when you it's when you throw the football, not how many times. So LSU likes to run on first and second down predominantly. If they utilize play action on first and second down to loosen up the Texas Tech defensive front, that'll open up the running lanes for Leonard Fournette later in the matchup. And I really do think that the offensive game plan for LSU favors them big time in this matchup because of the physicality on the offensive line, and I expect LSU to dominate this game.
Joe, you bring up the offensive play calling, and that's a really hot topic here in Baton Rouge with the LSU Tigers. Obviously, they do really well against the teams that they can just run up on and wear down at the line of scrimmage. But when they play those teams that are very stout at the defensive line, like in Alabama and Arkansas, where they just go into the game just stacking that box, preparing for Leonard Fournette, it really appears that LSU has not been able to have an alternative plan. And when they do throw, just like you mentioned, throwing at the wrong times, throwing at the most inopportune times, and really ending these offensive drives short, that kind of seems to be one of the big issues here with LSU. Obviously, against Texas Tech, I think on paper,
right,
that they should have no problem here. But just looking at how this season panned out, do you have any confidence going into the next year with LSU that offensive philosophy is going to change?
Well, it's interesting because when Zach Mettenberger was there and Jarvis Landry and Odell Beckham, they attacked the deep middle of the football field. We don't see that much now with this offense. We see them attacking the flats and the short to intermediate routes, but we don't see them attacking the deep middle. You saw it early on in the Alabama game, and they hit a touchdown pass to tie that matchup up 10 apiece, but after that, they never attacked the deep middle of the field. That's how you loosen up the defenses, that you force those linebackers into pass coverage, where if they're coming up in run support and it is a pass, then later in the game, they're going to be biting on the run, and you could throw over the top of the defense. Well, we haven't seen LSU do that. So that's why the play calling is a big factor and how you call the plays. So I think a lot of pressure on Cam Cameron in this matchup, a lot of pressure on him to attack vertically. That's how you have to beat secondaries, is attack the deep middle of the third, not just with the wide receivers, but with the running backs on wheel routes, or even your tight end down the deep middle, get a match up on linebackers or nickelbacks. So it's going to be interesting to see not only how this bowl game plays out, but how the spring and off season play out, because I really think that in order for LSU to take the next level in the SEC West, they're going to have to really evolve in the passing game, but not just the short to intermediate game. It's got to be the deep ball, and it has to be down the deep middle of the field to loosen up the front seven of opposing defenses.
Joe Lisi joins us. He's with Yahoo Sports Radio. You can follow him on Twitter at GoForTheTwo. All right, Joe, we're going to go rapid fire here with the SEC Bulls here. Carly, you got it?
All right. Joe, in the Sugar Bowl, you have Oklahoma State matching up with Ole Miss. Who you got?
I like Ole Miss still because of Chad Kelly at the quarterback position, and defensively, with or without Robert Condici, they are much more physical on the defensive line. I think Ole Miss dominates that game.
Citrus Bowl, you got Michigan versus Florida.
I like the way Florida plays football, especially led by Jonathan Bullard. They're solid in run support, and they create turnovers. Michigan is still negative in turnover margin entering this matchup. I think they put a lot of pressure on Jake Rudock. I still think Florida finds a way to get the victory in that ballgame.
Heading to Nashville in the Music City Bowl, you have Louisville versus Texas A&M.
I like Louisville in that matchup. They're very solid on the defensive front, very solid in the secondary by former Georgia safety Josh Harvey Clemens. I think Bobby Petrino, with the extra weeks in preparation, gets it done against the Texas A&M Aggies.
Heading to the Belk Bowl, you have NC State versus Mississippi State.
I like the quarterback play of both quarterbacks, but I do like Jacoby Brissett of NC State. Dave Dorian is a solid head coach, and they're very solid in run support. The Wolfpack, I think they can make Dak Prescott one-dimensional and win that matchup. I like what NC State has on the offensive side of the ball.
All right, and finally, you have the Cotton Bowl with Alabama versus Michigan State. Who's going to win that one?
I like Michigan State, and to me, it comes down to the quarterback position of Connor Cook. He's a big-game quarterback, guys. He won a Rose Bowl against Stanford 24-20. He led his team back last year by a 20-point deficit against Baylor. He's a big-game quarterback, thrown for 24 touchdowns, and more importantly, he's a senior that can read coverage and break down that Alabama defensive secondary. I think Connor Cook is the difference. They're plus 16 in turnover margin as well. They create turnovers, which is what I like, and that defensive front led by Shalik Calhoun, they're a dominant defensive front that I think will give Jacob Coker some problems. Michigan State strikes the upset.
Joe Lisi, Yahoo Sports Radio. Joe, thank you so much for your time today. Tell us where we can follow you on Twitter.
You can follow me on Twitter at GoForTheTwo. That's the number two. And you can follow my broadcast every Saturday mornings on Yahoo Sports Radio, 10 a.m. through 11 a.m. Eastern Time.
All right, Joe, we appreciate you dropping by.
Always a pleasure. Great show, guys. Thanks for having me.